you experienced some pushback from, or some, I guess, punishment for speaking out against the war. Did you ever experience like any negative effects for your advocacy of women's health?
No, I've only been...
Not when you were in the state, not when you were working for Planned Parenthood?
No. I mean, the negative effects is trying to change a system, you know, how hard that is, trying to ascertain or try and get the right kind of funding that is essential. There, as I said, in the 70s, there was quite a bit of money for family planning, and then that began to dry up, and priorities were switched from the federal government had. Those were the negative things, sort of fighting for a system, fighting for change. But I don't think I ever had any negative, punitive kinds of things. It was just, you know, frustration, disappointment. I'm sorry that people couldn't see what I thought was important and think it was important also. But I only had a sense of good sisterhood with people I advocated with, in terms of people being on the same wavelength, you know, and being supportive.
And then why did you become an Army nurse?
My dad was a military officer, and so growing up, being in the military was a sense of patriotism. We also grew up in a family where a high value was giving back, making a contribution to society in some way. So when I graduated from nursing school, it was just the beginning of the height of the Vietnam War, but I wanted to make a contribution that way. So I joined really to go to Vietnam. As I said, in my family, that value was associated. The ethos of our family was to make a contribution. So it seemed like a really reasonable. I didn't go and get a lot of my associates or colleagues in the military were people that had actually gone through nursing school paid for by the Army, and I had not done that. I just went afterwards, and I had a 2-year commitment. I valued those 2 years. They were fine. I have no regret. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have done them better. And I would do it again tomorrow if I had to.
And then you said your dad was in the military. What made you want to be like a nurse as opposed to...
Well, I had grown up as the oldest of 6 brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. and in the sort of family role that people had. My family role was the caretaker as the oldest, and at that time nursing was an affordable occupation. I had so many brothers and sisters, college seemed maybe unobtainable, and I so my 3-year hospital program, because you really work at the hospital and kind of pay them in labor, it was $1,200 for 3 years of schooling.
Oh wow. Okay.
And so choosing that was kind of like, you know, the traditional professions were nurses or teachers, and the nursing appealed to me. I had been working as a aide in my summer jobs since I was 14 or 15, so I knew I liked it. I knew I could kind of do it, and that the hard part of nursing was something I physically could do. And I loved school. I've loved being a nurse. There is never a time in my life where that basic education I had so many years ago that I don't feel like it has served me, and to this day still serves me. So I have no regret about that educational tool of working as I did in the hospital. Now, these programs are closed now. Everyone, the entry level is an AD degree or a BSN. Mm-hmm. This 3-year diploma program actually, in some places, it's starting to come back, but it was discontinued for many, many, many years, because the achievement was to have more of an academic experience rather than just a hands-on. Oh, I'm sorry. But the hands-on and the skill set I had, learning to do things in a routine, everyday way, just takes away the mist. I mean, you're not struggling with, you know, is it the right thing to do if I'm scared about, can I start an IV? You know, if you know you can start an IV or give a good injection or clean a wound, and you have that as a skill set, and you can just rely on it. Then the other psychosocial stuff, then you can work on that. But this training I had, I value. It was a great experience. Great experience. Okay. I did not like my time at UT trying to get a degree, because at that time, that many years ago, UT's nursing school was not valuing people who came with that were RNs. They didn't kind of give you credit for having had good experience and being, you know, already good nurses. They would have liked to have started you all over again. I just was able to place out on all the nursing exams, and they really didn't want you to place out. They wanted you to take those courses.
Has that improved since then?
Oh, so they have amazing programs now, bridge programs where RNs to BSNs are very highly thought of. They're really well taken. They're a beautiful idea compared to the way it was, but way back in the 70s, it was almost a hostile environment if you were an RN. You know, with experience and background, you weren't really valued then at all.
You've talked a little about what your dad did. What did your mother do?
She was a homemaker with seven kids. Yes, she was a homemaker. Hardworking homemaker. And we moved a lot. So as in the military, you know, moving a lot, helping your children get adjusted, helping them, you know, new schools, new everything. It was a full-time job.
Yeah.
Particularly with seven children, it was a huge job for her.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense. And then, did your family, like, support you once you decided to get more into, like, family planning?
It was hard. It was hard for them because my family's Roman Catholic. They were very supportive of, obviously, my Army time, and my family and my sisters and brothers sent me so many care packages and little sachets of, you know, just because to kind of overcome the mildew smell, and packages because the water was so horrible to drink out of a tank, and they would send flavored, you know, packets of Tang, I guess, in those days. But they were wonderfully supportive. And then they were supportive of all the nursing I did. When I got involved in family planning, that was harder for them because it was counter to their religion. Mm-hmm. And so I would talk about reproductive health a lot at home, but I didn't really promote my agenda of choice, pro-choice, at home. You know, I had no desire to have arguments, or I think I'm more of a peacemaker at heart. I don't really want to bring up confrontation for confrontation's sake. So I have I withheld a lot of my advocacy work, not to disappoint them or cause them pain. Just as right now, I have a sweet dad who's 97 who I adore, but he's a Trump supporter. I don't talk politics, you know. I don't. I just honor him, and then I have no need to enlighten him, because it's not going to work. So.
All right. So then, they're Roman Catholic. Do you hold any sort of religion?
I have. Catholicism is the religion I choose, and I'm not an active practicing Catholic. And I'm hoping there'll be some time in the future when there'll be kind of an opening up from this Pope or some other Pope about choice issues, and particularly family planning. The fact that it's not accepted in the Catholic Church is, you know, counter to history and population and everything else. And health, you know, not to be able to hand out condoms for HIV clients doesn't make sense. So family planning and pro-choice are the sticking points for me for Catholicism, as they are for most people, I think.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think of, like, switching to a different Christianity, or?
No, I have. No, I'm at home in the Catholic Church. It feels at home for me, and I to be with different family members. I'll go to church often. I haven't thought about changing. I mean, I've done some exploring, but it hasn't appealed to me.